Today is July 4, 2016, 7:48 p.m. and I am currently recording my feels review for When Michael Met Mina by Randa Abdel Fattah, because this book is special in a way. One, I really struggled with it because of my schedule. I am juggling my hours because I am hosting a blog event this month. I'm also joining the Summer Blogger Promo Tour hosted by the Book Brats. And recently, I joined a blogger summer reading program, Blogger SRP, with the goal of reading a book a week, which is my minimum. And I think with all of the things that I had to do, and not only when it comes to my book club, but also with other things, because I am also doing Camp NaNoWriMo 2016. I am revising my grade project. And also because of the recent events, like the book signing yesterday, Amy Zhang and Andrea Portes, I was so tired, I couldn't read even if I wanted to. And my blog tour stop was supposed to be yesterday, but I could say that I finished the book at the right time. You see, when I first read the blurb of this book, I really thought that this is not the kind of book that you would enjoy. By enjoy, I mean be entertained by it, use it as an escape from reality, because these kinds of books talk about tough stuff. These kinds of books are not meant to be enjoyed, but are meant to be thought of, contemplated. Because this book is about racism. I think that is the dominant theme of the book, but it's also about standing up for what you believe in despite what other people think. Even the closest people to you, even your family. And I think that's pretty tough. And I started reading this last June 24, and I just finished reading this. So it really took a while for me to get into this book. And earlier, while I was reading, I was at 20%, and I was feeling discouraged because I was worried I was going to DNF this book. I was worried that I wasn't gonna finish this book because I'm just at 20% and I feel pressured to post my review today because my blog tour stop was supposed to be yesterday and I couldn't really post a DNF review for a blog tour because it's supposed to be a promotional tour. So I plan to send an email to the publicist and tell her, I'm sorry, this book is not really for me. It's not my cup of tea, but I thought of something to save the book from my DNF list. And it's an idea that I got from Nicola Yoon's Everything, Everything. Actually, weeks back, I was having this dilemma on Twitter. If you're following me on Twitter and you saw this dilemma of mine, you really know this. I was trying to find out the title of the YA book with a character that reads books in reverse, meaning reading the last page first and watching the characters go from hopeful to hopeless, watching them having the conflict solved and then reading about the mess later. And it's not really part of the plot of the book. It was more of a side comment, and that's why it was so hard to find. And I'm really grateful for everyone who tried to help me. But there was one person who suggested that it might be from Nicola Yoon's Everything, Everything. And thank God Nicola Yoon replied to that tweet and told me that there is something similar to what I'm talking about, and it's called Madam, I'm Adam. That chapter is called like that. And I searched it up and finally I was able to figure out what that book is. Yes, it is indeed from Everything, Everything. And now I can finally be in peace with that dilemma. So, going back to this book, When Michael Met Mina, I thought of what if I read this book in reverse? Because I was really going to DNF it. But when I went to the last page and I saw it, God, I liked how it ended. I liked the ending, and I started reading backwards. What I do is, I don't really read per line, and I don't read it in reverse order. What I do is, I go to the start of the last chapter and read it in the usual way. I read it in the usual front to back part of the chapter, the chronological part of the chapter. And then when I reach the next chapter, the second to the last chapter, I go to the beginning of that chapter and read it again normally. And then when I get to the end of it, I get to the third to the last chapter. And I hope you get what I mean by this, because it would be really hard to explain it in a language that you don't understand. So please bear with me. And I really enjoyed the book. I actually finished it just now. And I'm proud of myself for not DNFing a book. And I'm so happy that I did not DNF this, because this book is great. But maybe I wouldn't give it really a full 5-star review, because it did bore me a little. But that's just on the first part, the first 20% of the book. But I guess when you give a book a chance, it would take you places, it would make you think, it has potential. And I realized that the better parts of the book are towards the end, and I'm glad I gave it a chance, and I'm glad to have read this book, because this book has opened my eyes about what people are experiencing right now. This book is a dose of reality. It's not something you use to escape reality. And I would quote Lisa Kron here, "We turn to story not to escape reality, we turn to story to navigate reality." And I'm not sure if I quoted the exact words, but that idea is from Lisa Kron, and I watched her TED talk last time. It's about white fur story, and I hope you could check it out. I would leave a link to it on my blog post. And I really had to place myself into the situation, and I liked it, because the author used a love story-ish kind of story. Yeah, it used romance, and it led to something greater than it. Because when Michael met Mina, Michael changed. Mina changed too. They both changed together. They grew up together. They have matured together. And that's what I like about this book. When people find each other and they become better versions of themselves upon meeting each other, it's really cute, and I liked it. And there is enough swoon in this book. I'm really rooting for Michael and Mina. And it was great because I read the ending, and then I went backwards, and then I already knew what was going to happen. And by turning to the chapter before the current chapter, I'm supposed to find out how did that happen, and that excited me. And I think once in a while people should try reading backwards, because it's really fun and interesting. But I would recommend trying it on a short book, because a long book would really confuse you if it has a lot of details and you would have to read in reverse. So I think a contemporary book, which is about maybe 200 pages, maybe that would work. I think you should try it all. And I guess I would have to process more of my thoughts before I write my actual review. But it would definitely be up tonight, because I'm late for my blog tour stuff. I'm so sorry. And I think that's my feels review for When I Come and Mean. I'm so sorry for... Am I talking too loud? I don't know, because I just had a feels explosion earlier. I feel strongly for this book. I admire Randa for writing a book like this. And the cause that this book is advocating is great. I love this book. And